Hi, welcome to day one of your empath challenge. Today, the topic is going to be perspective. Perspective for anyone, and for especially those who are a little deeper in looking at their lives, is very, very important. Being open to seeing things from a different angle, from a higher perspective, is critical because there are too many things that we just won't understand and don't make any sense when we really try to look at and process life from a logical perspective. There's too much that's not logical. There's too much that's not pleasant or fun or positive from all intents and purposes. There are lots of experiences that are coming our way that really we're challenged to understand why certain things are happening. So of course, we want to minimize the struggle that we have in life for ourselves and for other people. But when you really look at life, life involves lots of scenarios, lots of personalities, lots of dynamics that are not within anybody's control. So it's a very humbling experience to live. It is. We live through lots of very, very interesting ups and downs and weaves every which way. The way I look at life, I believe there's a plan for my life. There's a plan for everyone's life. We also have free choice. We do what we want to do. There isn't necessarily a right or a wrong choice, but there is a plan. And I believe that when we are not following that plan and learning and advancing, then we get very much, we detour away from what we're supposed to be doing. Then we get a harsh kick back into gear. And that's shown up in several different experiences and discussions I've had with empaths that we see what's happening. And we see the higher purpose over some of our struggles into bringing us to where we are today. So there are no regrets. Everything is happening for a reason, and we are where we need to be right at this moment. We can move beyond where we are if that is our intention, because we are the creators. We are the creators, and yet we need to be very aware that we do not control life. We don't control it. Not from this vantage point. Not little me doesn't control anything. Now, if you're talking about a higher self, my unconscious self, my plan for this lifetime, my future self, I believe all of that is in play. But I don't get the I'm not privy to all of the plans. I need to live this life and I need to make my choices very carefully. And so do you. Walk, one step at a time. And I can't really, when I look at people, I don't think anybody plans to detour. Anyone ever plans to make a mistake, if there is such a thing as a mistake, because there really isn't. We just do what we're drawn to do. We behave in a lot of ways like what we're accustomed to seeing in our life, whether it's our family dynamics or friends. We behave in ways that we think are often acceptable, and we behave in ways often that are unconscious to us. We're, wounded in ways because we believe that life should always be pleasant or fair, or, we give too much. There are so many factors that are involved in why things happen in our life. And the spiritual laws to me say a lot. And there's a lot of depth and a lot of meaning in understanding what spiritual laws are all about. So that was a subject I taught all last year. It gave me a really great understanding of it as I was teaching it, because I really got it. They say until you teach something, you really don't fully grasp it, and that's very true. So I'm here tonight to challenge you to look at a situation in your life, something that is not so pleasant, stressing you in some way or confusing you in some way, and you need to deal with it, all right? And the challenge is to write down the dynamics of what's happening. Let the emotions flow, whatever they are. Don't be afraid of emotion. Emotion come, emotion goes. But it's better to get them out of the way than keep them inside of you, okay? Get them on paper so you can see what they are. Write it from your vantage point. Then come back to it. Write it from the other person's vantage point. Come back to it. Write it from a third person's vantage point. Then I want you to take a break. Take a break. Leave it there. Let it just kind of sit in your mind. All of it got released. It's on a piece of paper. Go back to it. The question you need to answer is, what exactly is the gold nugget in this experience for me? How exactly should I be behaving? Or should I behave? How exactly should I behave? When you pause to ask those questions, you can, instead of being reactive, you can respond in a way that's productive and that doesn't create animosity or further wounding between you and the other person, or worse yet, having the situation escalate. So we have to be very careful, especially since we know the dynamics of energy. And when we are reactive, or when we judge or wound or attack somebody, trust me when I tell you this, it hurts us more than it hurts them. It does. And that's why this whole journey and this empath challenge and what I do, because I feel like we really are in a mode where we're transforming the way we need to behave in the world for our own sakes, so that we can blossom. We can blossom. We can find our groove and not, you know, be an energy that's constantly, you know, impacted by the negativity around us. In order to do that, you really need to clear your response to the negativity in the world, because the negativity is pretty much everywhere. And realizing that you are an energy as well, and you definitely, you, me, and everybody, we hold a certain amount of negativity, a certain amount of judgment, a certain amount of density. I don't care what you want to call it, but it needs to be gone. It needs to be gone, and we know it's gone when we can look at a situation and not be impacted by it. And it takes a lot of strategic steps and, you know, a lot of strategic steps sounds like a business plan, but it's not a business plan. It's about implementing some tools, embracing some new perspectives and habits that will allow us to really blossom. So that's your challenge for today. And I don't want you spending an inordinate amount of time on it, but I do want you to give this a shot and see what you'll get from it. And hopefully you see the bigger picture and you are able to go up higher. If you need to do a visualization to make this happen, think of the hawk. Think of the hawk and go up higher and look at it from that perspective. You have to be able to remove yourself in order to see what's truly going on and what you need to learn from it. Because everything, trust me, everything happens so that you, me, we can see and deal and learn and heal. All right? So I'm going to leave you guys with that and have fun with it and talk to you guys soon. Take care.